The federal appeals court ruling against Napster early this week has renewed interest in other ways to distribute music online. Programmers have been devising alternatives they hope will be immune to legal action by the music industry. These alternative services are more difficult to sue because they aren't run by an easily identifiable company. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports users who continue to distribute music files should know that they could be the next target of the music industry.
Traditional websites are run by big central computers. They send out information one way to the user. Napster and other services are part of a new way of interacting online. It's called a peer-to-peer system. Lori Craner of AT&T Lab says that means each computer can share information.
All of the computers involved in the system are somewhat equal players, that you don't have one central server that, you know, has all the data and everybody else just kind of connects to it. Everybody is an equal partner and can participate in the network.
Napster is a bit different from other peer-to-peer networks. It does rely on a big central directory, a kind of yellow pages users go to when they want to find a song. That created a big bullseye for music industry lawyers who wanted to stop the trade in copyrighted music. So file-sharing enthusiasts have been searching for a way to eliminate the middleman so there's no one to sue. Nutella software allows you to search for music among members of a community. There's no central directory. You just have to ask a bunch of friends for information. That's supposed to make users anonymous, but it doesn't.
Nutella is not as anonymous as some people expect or believe.
Kelly Trulove runs a company called Clip2, which tracks the use of Nutella and other file-sharing systems. He points out that all your online communications have to go through a central place, your internet service provider. ISPs often keep careful records of these sorts of things, so if you get or give music from Nutella, your ISP's computers know what you're doing.
At the point a file transfer is made, it's completely non-anonymous. When a search result is made and comes back to you, and then you go to the computer that has the file and initiate the transfer, that computer knows exactly who you are.
Internet service providers have become valuable repositories for information needed in lawsuits. They often cooperate with police or lawyers and have identified users who thought they were invisible. The music industry has said it might go after individual users if file sharing continues after Napster. If they do, there will be lots of ways for them to identify fans of free music. Programmers have tried to come up with ways around this problem, too. One approach is to make sure no one knows who asked for the information or the song in the first place. That's the basic strategy behind Freenet, according to the system's founder, Ian Clark.
The system works much like the way a joke might spread around a party, in that one person tells another person until eventually they would find somebody who knew the piece of information that you were looking for.
Ann Clark says once you find the information you want, Freenet has a way of hiding the identity of the person who has it.
Nobody knows where information is coming from in the system. In fact, just the act of requesting a piece of information from Freenet will cause that information to move.
As soon as you ask for a song or document, it is instantly replicated on a bunch of other computers, so no one can be completely sure of the source of the information. There's no guarantee Freenet is a completely secure place to hide. We might find out if an injunction against Napster forces users to switch to Freenet, Nutella, and other services. But even if the music industry figures out how to track down users of Napster alternatives, they will face a much tougher task than they did with Napster. Lawyers might be left with the unsavory task of chasing down thousands of individual users. Jim Berger is an intellectual property lawyer with Dow Lonis.
Well, my analogy is to The Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia, where Mickey Mouse chops the broom up to stop it from filling the well. And what happens is that chopped up broom turns into thousands of little brooms that are unstoppable.
Nevertheless, the outcome of the Napster suit is likely to embolden producers of computer software, movies, and other copyrighted material. They are just as worried about digital copying as the music industry is. And they are busy looking for legal and technological tools that they can use to shut down whatever comes after Napster. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.